7 a.m. I always remind you this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision, and to read all my disclosures. Bitcoin, or what I've long ago coined Bitcoin, wastes a lot of good energy, so I don't want to waste any more about speaking about it. So I'm sharing my last ever commentary on it. Any and all future inquiries to my thoughts on it will be given this commentary. The title says it all, as there isn't a poll long enough for me to ever touch it, let alone own it personally. My brief history with it and analysis now, as there are far more critical economic, social, and political factors for me to focus on versus the greatest investment pump of all time. From the first time I was asked about it, sometime in the millennium second decade, until it reached around 67,000, my view was simple and precise. Treat it like a penny stock being heavily promoted, and with capital you are mentally and financially prepared to lose all or part of it. Then we will begin to hear the 21st century snake oil salesman known as Michael Saylor preach on financial networks and elsewhere that you could sell all your stocks, bonds, gold, real estate, and borrow if you must, and buy Bitcoin and only Bitcoin. It was there when I engaged the absolute first rule in all investing, and shame for the financial networks not doing the same, that you never, ever, ever put all your eggs in one basket, let alone sell investment vehicles that have a far better historical result over a long said they can run it to the next halving event. But then when that occurred, I noticed the greatest pump of all time, far greater than any other Ponzi scheme, including Madoff himself, was occurring. And I said they would probably continue to rally until such time, which was a half joke, that the crypto nuts claim it cures cancer, but not before then. We got close recently, but all the pathetic hype around Bitcoin becoming a reserve currency and solving our debt crisis. Excuse me, I don't want to laugh too much over that one. In recent days, with a melt-up underway in general equities, sale of the snake oil salesman and company played their best hand yet. By using what can only be described as a magnificent self-fulfilling Ponzi scheme machine known as MicroStrategy, and acquired over 5 billion of Bitcoin at a huge psychological level, just under 100,000, knowing that if they can preach that number to the upside, the cult and all the other tribal chiefs could pump it to God knows what level before it all falls apart, as all Ponzi schemes eventually do. Enough was enough for me. Yes, they can get it higher, but there's only so much lipstick you can put on a pig to try to make it look good before you either run out of lipstick or the pig ends up in the mud where it belonged in the first place. I share some interesting posts from others below in this blog post, including the shady past the sailor, the amazing turnabouts by some who first said to avoid Bitcoin at all costs, but then became the biggest advocates. There's been no change in the technology of Bitcoin, for their flip has been really led by wish to become the anti-Bitcoin guy and spend my time debating a cult who's so one-sided they are like the poor souls who lost their lives in the Jonestown massacre. Times 100. When you can't even say boo without triggering such a negative reaction by the big con nuts, it's best to just leave them alone to blow themselves up. They always do, even in the biggest melt-up now, and led by a band of financial advisors with the ability to tell tall tales like no one ever has on Wall and Broad Street before. Put a fork in me, I'm now done with Bitcoin.